Daf Kuf Nun Gimel. So let's take it the first line down. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Brei de Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmei de Rav, Mespedel Shel Adam Nikar Im Ben Olam Haba Hu Im Lav. Tell a person's his character, whether he's Olam Haba, Ben Olam Haba or not, based on his Hesped. Rashi explains here that Im Ben Olam Haba Hu Sheim Kasher Haya, Hakol Bochen Olav. If he's a Kasher person, everyone begins to cry. Umaridin to Maos, Umisaprim Shrachel, they begin to shed tears and they begin to speak of this great praise. So, indicating how many people cry will tell us whether he's a Ben Olam Haba or not. So, Gemara says, is that really true, Aini? V'hamar le Rav l'Rav Shmuel bar Shilas, Achim Basbeda dehasam kamina. So, he said, Achim lashon of a cham, to make hot, to warm. He tried giving chizuk of making a hesped. So, Rashi explains here, Achim Basbeda dehasam kamina, Mishas misasi, he says, when he's going to die, his ametz behesped shili. He asks that you strengthen up, give me a nice hesped. This way, everyone around is going to start crying. And Hasam Kamina, Bishas Hesped, Vashma Eich Tischamim Alma. We see from this, he was trying to give Chizik his Hesped for himself. We see Itzerich, Larav, Lasurit, Lasped, that he needed to give Chizik. Rav himself, a great tzaddik, of course, needed to give Chizik that his Hesped be a worthy Hesped. The Chavin de Rav, Gabi Rabba, since he was a great person, a gadol, Uben Olm Haba, Lamalei Lasure Ha Amar Mespedo Nikar. How come he needs to give a chizik? It shouldn't be understood that since he was a Ben Olm Haba, the hesped would have been sufficient and it would create people to cry. What was the need for this? So we see that it's not true that you can't really ascertain a person's greatness based on his hesped. So the Gemara answers in the Lokashia. He says one always needs to give chizik, especially when a person's a zakin. So people don't cry about it. When a zakin dies, it's not a tragedy. It's a loss, but it's not a tragedy. So people don't necessarily cry when a 105-year-old zakin dies. It's not going to create shedding tears. So you have to give chizik to give a very earth-shattering hesped. And if people respond, in a warm way, and they cry from this, that indicates that he was a Ben Olam Haba. But if people don't respond even after the chizik, so then it does not indicate, it would indicate that he in fact is not in a Ben Olam Haba. So Gemara then says, Amar Lei Abai, Abai says L'Rabba. Kegon Mar, Desani Lei Kula Pumbadisa, Man Achim Hesbeta. Abai says, Rabba, let's be honest, people in Pumbadisa don't really like you. So who's going to give Chizik? Who's going to give your Hesped? You're not going to get a very good Hesped here in Pumbadisa. Rashi explains the character of a Pumbadisa. He says, Desani Lei Kula Pumbadisa, Mishim Demuchach Lei Mochiach La Bimilei Deshmaya. Rabba would go around giving Musar. No one really appreciates Musar, even though they need it, and you're supposed to be giving it. No one really appreciates it, so Pumbadisa didn't really like him so much. Ubnei, so has Rashi, Ubnei Pumbadisa, Ramayinhe, they were tricksters, so they didn't get along so well. So Bai says, let's be honest, Rabba, who's going to give you a good hesped when you die? So Amrle, Rabba says, Mistai, it's sufficient, at Rabba Bar Rav Chanan. It's enough that just you, Abaye, and Rabba Bar Chanan, Rav Chanan, give me a hesped, that would be sufficient. No need for anything further than that. So Gemara then says, "By Mnei Rebbe Elazar." Elazar asked the question, "Meirav, Ezu Ben Olam Haba? Who's considered a Ben Olam Haba?" So the Gemara says, "Ben Olam Haba is." One second here, he says, "Amar Lei Vaznecha Tishmana Davar Me'acharecha Leimor." When you hear something behind you, Zed Derech Lechuba Kisaminu V'Chisas Milu. You should go on this path and not right, not turn right, not turn left. You should stay on the Derech Yashar. So Rashi explains here, Vaznecha Tishmana Davar Me'acharecha Leimar Zeh Derech Lechub, go on this path, Me'acharei Mitascha Kishetamas Tishma Kishyomu Zeh Derech. When people are following the Mita, the Aron, when it's going, when you hear people say behind you, HaDerech Shalach Ba Zeh Lechub Ba, that he went in the right path, so then Muftach Shehu Ben Olam Haba. So you can hear the conversations behind the Aron as it's being carried out. That will indicate a person who's a Ben Olam Haba, that he walks in the proper Derech, HaDerech HaTorah, HaDerech Hashem. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina Amar Kol Shadas Rabosav Noche Manu. Whoever is pleasing amongst his rebellion, that's an indicator that he's a Ben Olam Haba. Then the Pasuk says further, they darshan the Pasuk in Koheles here, it says further, Visavu Bashuk Hasoftim, they're surrounded by the eulogizers, Bnei Galila Amru, they would say in Galila, they say, Asay Dvarm Lefnei B'Tascha. You should do things so that when they give your hesped in front of the Aron, it's a good hesped. And Bnei Yehuda Amrei Asay Dvarm La'achar Mitascha. You should do things that they should say good things about you behind your Aron. So what do you mean Lefnei Aron versus La'achar Aron? What's the Lefnei Mitascha, Achar Mitascha? What's the Machlokas? And the Gemara says, Lo Pligi, this is not really a Machlokas. It was simply Mar ki asrei u'mar ki asrei. Each place had a different way of where they give the hesped. One place in Yehuda, they give the hesped standing behind the Aron, and B'nai Galila, they give the hesped in front of the Aron. Just different places. We don't have a machlokas here. Different minhagim. We have this concept between mar ki asrei in several places. One thing that comes to mind, actually, is the Gemara says in Yuma, when you count the sprinklings of the Dam and Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shaim, that's one way. And the other opinion says, you know, you do achas v'achas, shtaim v'achas, shalosh v'achas, so there are different ways to count. The Gemara says, there's no machlokas, one holds you count this way, one holds you count that way, which means, like, do you count 21, 22, 23, or do you count 320, 420? For us, that would mean 4 and a 20, not 420, but 420. 20 would be 24. So do you put the singles before the 10s or the 10 before the singles? That's the only machlokas. So actually, halacha maisa comes up interestingly. When it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, the Magen Avraham says you have to count Mar Ki Asrei Mar Ki Asrei. How do you count? So we count when it comes to Sfira, let's say the 23rd day, we say Shalosh V'Esrim. We say 320. That's how you do it. So they ask a question, we count 23 in English. So we should really count Esrim V'Shalosh should really be the proper way to count exactly. So it's a bit of a shaila how we properly count Sfiras HaOmer based on this concept. But either way, it's not ma'akiv the din, but there are certain things that are not machlokas, but it depends on the how things are done in that place. Now, an interesting halacha l'maisa actually comes up. The Chuvas Ava, Chuvas Me'ava says, if a certain person requests that there's no hesped at their levaya, one would not be allowed to honor that request, because from the fact that Gemara says you have to give chizik of giving the hesped, implies that if you want to avoid the hesped, don't. You have to give the hesped. So one cannot avoid giving a hesped. Even though the Chuvas Me'ava does write that, it seems that Poskim thought otherwise, because I believe it Rav Yashiv's levaya and Rav Shimon also, they both requested no hesped, and there was not a hesped. So I believe one can opt out of a hesped despite the fact that the Chuva Me'ava says otherwise. Okay, the Gemara now says further. Tanan, two lines down, wide lines down, the Mishnah says, Hasam, we have a Mishnah over there, the Mishnah in Meseches Avos, that Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shuv Yom Echa Lufnei Mitascha, a person should do Chuva the day before he dies. He should figure out when he's going to die, and he should do Chuva then. So Sha'alu Tamidav, they ask the obvious question, as Rabbi Eliezer, V'chi Adam Yodea Ezu Yom Yamas, a person knows when he's going to die, when to do Chuva. Amalhem, he says, V'kol Shekein Yashiv Hayom. So that's why he should do Tshuva today, because Shema Yamos L'machar. Maybe he's going to die tomorrow. V'nimsa Kol Yama B'Tshuva, and his whole days, the rest of his life, will be in the days of Yimei Tshuva. V'yav Shlomo Amar B'chachmasa, and Shlomo himself said, with his great wisdom, he said something similar. V'chol Eisyu V'gadecha V'shemen Nivanim V'shemen Aroshcha Al Yechser, your clothing should be white, and your oil should be on your head. It shouldn't be lacking. What does that mean? So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so this is just a concept that a person should always have his clothing clean. Rashi says, Nishmascha tahora v'nikia. Your neshama should be clean, it should be pure, and that's a reference to the white begadim. So the Gemara then says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Mashal l'melech sheziman esavadav l'suda. King invited guests to a meal. V'lo kavel hen zman, he didn't give him the exact time. He says, just get ready, I want to invite you to a meal. The date to be announced. The wise ones prepare themselves immediately, not knowing when the invitation will actually say which date. So they were ready immediately. They stood outside the palace waiting. Amru, they said, is there anything lacking? Meaning they could just, on a dime, they could turn us over and invite us to the big banquet. Tipshin Shebehen, the ones who are not as intelligent, and they said, we'll go to work. Klum yesh suda blo tarach, is there ever a meal that doesn't require preparation? Meaning when they decide to have us, they need to put a couple days of preparation for us, so then they'll let us know with the ample amount of time to get ready. So pitsom bikei shemelech esavadav, immediately he says, okay, I want everyone here right now. Here's the suda, you have 2 minutes. Pikkin shebehen nichnesu lefanav kishen mukushatim. So all the wise men who are ready prepared, dressed in fancy suits and ties, they're ready to come in, they didn't waste a minute. The ones who are a little bit slower, not as intelligent, came in all dirty and filthy from the outside working. Samach HaMelech Lekras Pikkim, king was very happy to greet the wise men. The Kas Lekras Tipshin was very angry at the foolish ones and the way they were dressed. So Amr Halu Shekishtu Atzatman Lesuda, those who prepared themselves for the meal, Yeshu V'yochel V'yishu, let them sit, eat and drink. However, Halalu, Shalok, Kishtu, Asman, Lasuda, those who do not prepare themselves, the Tipshin, Yamdu, Vayiru, they could stand and just watch all the other ones eat. So Chasna Rabbi Meir, the son-in-law of Rabbi Meir, said it, Mishum Rabbi Meir Amar, he quoted from his father-in-law, Rabbi Meir himself, says, Af hei nirin kimishamshim, that these workers, the people who stood, it wasn't so embarrassing to them. They just looked like waiters. Not so bad being a waiter. They were just waiting on the others, it seemed like. So it had to be a case where they were both embarrassed. where the Tipshin were embarrassed. Ella, what happened was, Elu v'elu yoshrin, both parties, the Pikkin and Tipshin, would sit down, and halu ochlin v'halu ochla re'evin. The Pikkin would eat, and the Tipshin would sit starving, sitting at the table, the same table, with a big steak in front of them. They couldn't eat it. Halu shows and leaves would drink, and halu tzmei, and the others would just sit there thirsty as can be. Shenemar says in the pasuk, "Kam Hashem, hine avada yochelu v'atem tiravu," that the my servants, the avdei Hashem, will eat, and you will sit there starving. Hine avada yishtu v'atem titzmel, they will drink, and you will thirst. Hine avada yaranu b'tov lev, they will sing from a satisfied heart. V'atem titzaku mikev lev, and you're going to scream out from a painful heart. So davar acher, alternatively, the Gemara says and finishes the parak. We said earlier that your clothing should always be white. So initially we had said you should have a clean soul. Neshama should be tahara and nekiya. But an alternative shot is elu tzitzis. They're referring to tzitzis. V'shemen aroshcha al yechzar elu tefillin. Is referring to tefillin. So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says that tzitzis shemeluban habega, that the bega is very white. So the Marasha comments on this. Rashi says it means the tzitzis strings are white. Lav dafka the bega. The truth is, Pashup Shad Rashi is really the beggar was lavan. The actual beggar was lavan. And the Bach says there's a reason why the beggar should be lavan. He says the idea is because we know that the Gemara says Rosh Hashanah that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wraps himself in a talis when it comes to the, Yemei Elul of Vayavor Shema Panav Hayikra, Hashem, going in front of Hashem, and he's surrounded in a talis. And the Pasuk says in Daniel, Lelevusheh Kiselik Chivar, which means that Hashem's clothing is white as snow, Kiviyachal. So he's wrapped in a talis. The talis has to be white. So Bach says we see that the talis of Hashem is white. Our talis should be white as well. The Magen Avraham has a different discussion, not to emulate a Kadosh Baruch Hu per se, but there's a concept that the tzitzis string should be the same color as the beged itself. So the Mechaber is very makbid that the beged's white since the string is white. We have no tchelis anymore. So if the strings are all white, so the beged's all white. The Rama says Ashkenazim are not necessarily makbid on this din. They can have a different color beged than the actual strings. But that being said, the Mishnah Berurah says it's ideal to have the beged and strings to be the same exact color. So one of the big shailas with the tchelis we have nowadays that some think it's the good tchelis. Rav Shechter, one of my rebbeim, thinks it's good. So the shaila is, well, if your tchelis, if it's wrong and it's just blue strings, then your beged is a different color than the blue strings. If it's real tchelis, there's not a shaila. But if it's just blue, so then it's a wrong beged. He felt the chumrah of the beged matching the color string was a chumrah that you could kind of ignore with the strong possibility that he felt the tchelis was the actual tchelis strings. Now, there is one other reason why one should wear white, because white represents a place of chesed, brought down by the Zohar. Now, the last piece is, how can we have black strings? Can we have black strings, black stripes on the tzitzis, on the beg itself? Why is that allowed? So they say it's a remez to the tchelis. They used to have tchelis. Rambam says tchelis is like the color black, he says. So black stripes compared to tchelis. So Ashkenazim are okay with having black stripes. Svardim don't like the black stripes. They have white stripes on their white beged. It's all white for most Svardim. Talis as well, yeah. So anyway, that completes the parak Hadron Lach Shoel. The new parak now, the last parak of the Masechta. We have a few blot left. Misha Hichshich. So Misha Hichshich Bederach. A person is now he's a Rashi Mibod Yom Erev Shabbos. He's coming home and he's running a bit late. The sun's going up to the country. He's running a bit late, and the sun is beginning to set. What should he do? So the Mishnah has a number of different options of a hierarchy of priorities. What he should be doing first. So the Mishnah says Misha Hichshich. But derech, no sin kitzel anachah. You should give it to anachah, give it to a goy, so you shouldn't have to violate carrying. You're allowed to do amir la'akum bein ashmashos. If it's still between shki and seis, you could have him carry it for you to wherever you need to go. Im ein imo nachah, if there's no goy with you, manichu al hachamer, you should place it on a donkey. We'll get to more details on that on amabez. And hegiu l'chatzer chiton, if you get to the outer courtyard, once you're in an area that's protected and there's a erev, notas a kelim hanitalim b'shabbos, you could take all the non-muksa items, meaning kelim that you can't take, they're nitalim, non-muksa, you could take them off and no problem of muksa. V'sheinu nitalim, if they are not able to be taken, meaning they're muksa items b'shabbos, all you could do is matir chavam, you could undo the ropes and let them fall on the floor, v'asak and nofen me'alem, and let their bag just drop to the floor because they're inside a protected area. This is the these are the options. The Gemara is going to explain now. My time asharu le rabbanan lemesav kisei lenachri. Why did the Chacham allow you to give your pocket, your wallet, your money to the guy? So the Gemara says kim le the rabbanan. It was understood. The rabbanan understood. People take money pretty seriously, and they're not going to just stand back and watch their money go to waste. if they don't allow us to give to the goy, also it's going to lead to a much greater iser of asi lasuye dal amos b'rishis rabim. They're going to carry it on their own, the wallet in their pocket, dal amos and b'chayv v'skila, chayv chatas. So better for us to give them an option of a lesser iser, an amira l'nachri. So Amar Rava, Rava says, dafka kiso, it's only true for kiso, if the guy's wallet we brought with him on the trip. Aval mitzia lo, if he found the mitzia on the way, he found the lost wallet, someone else's wallet, or a $10 bill, he can't say, pick up the $10 bill and bring for me. It's only that which he had before him. Rashi explains, three lines up from the bottom here, dafka kiso, the chayrin the tarach ba, shai de tarach, who mistakir chayis Allah. He worked hard for this money, he earned the money, so he's going to be cared about the money, not just throw away a $100 bill that he worked hard for. He's going to come to carry it. But if he happens to find $10 on the floor, he didn't work hard for that. That was just a mitziah. So that he'll do away with. He'll forego that $10. And that's why only a kiso is allowed, but a mitziah is not allowed. Gemara says, pshita. That's an obvious point. We didn't need the Gemara to tell us that. Rava had to tell us his chiddush. The Mishnah said it already. The Mishnah says, kiso tanan. Only his kiss is the wallet that he already had before. And mashma that a mitziah wouldn't be allowed to be given to a goy. So Gemara says, not so clear from the Mishnah, because Mao the same, what would you think? Who are then afilu mitzia? Even a mitzia you could give to goy. The high de katani kiso, that which the Mishnah says kiso, or chadamilsa katani. That's a more common case. I mean, everyone has a wallet. A mitzia happens once in a while. So the Mishnah spoke of the more common case, but not to exclude a case of mitzia. Therefore, kamashalam for Rava, that only kiso one can give to a goy, as opposed to mitzia he can't. And then the Gemara qualifies one more time, though, however, it's only true a Metziah that has not yet got to his hand, that he saw Metziah on the way with the goy. He already gave his kiso to the goy. Then he says, Metziah, he can't say, oh, to the goy, pick up the Metziah. Aval, if asul yadeh kiso dami, if he already picked it up, I don't know, a couple hours earlier, that's already considered part of his wallet. I mean, he doesn't have to start emptying out all the Metziah money he found in his wallet. If it's already in the wallet from beforehand, that he's allowed to keep along with the kiso and give it to the goy. Ikadami, others say it was posed more as a shaila. Bai Rava Mitzir Habal Liado Mahu. Rava asked the question, he raised the question, what's the din? The Mishnah spoke of a kiso. But what's the din of a guy who had a Mitzir that he had found beforehand? Is he able to give it to the goy or not? Do we say Mahu came in Dasal Yada Kikise Dami? Since he already came to his hand, it's considered like the rest of the money he has from beforehand. Of Dilma came to Lotarach Bay, Lav Kikise Dami. Or perhaps he didn't work hard for it, he just chanced upon it. Maybe it's not Kikiso, and the Gemara ends off with a Teiku. Gemara now says further, last five, six lines of the Amud here. And the Gemara says that Eini Monachi. Let's say there's no non Jew, so he put on the Chamor. So Gemara says there was a conversation that really could have taken place in between the options of from the goy to the chamor, which Gemara is now going to address. Time et ein imo nachri. If there was no nachri, ha yesh imo nachri, nil nachri yahavlei. If there is a goy, one does give it to a goy. My time, what's the need for this? What's the reason? You give it to a goy instead of to a chamor. Because a chamor is atam et tzuval shivisaso. Nachri atam et tzuval shivisaso. A chamor, we have an obligation to make sure our donkeys rest. They have to rest. As opposed to the goy, there's no requirement for the goy to rest. And I thought there was a Rashi here. The Rashi, fine. So that's a din. So there's a requirement to keep the donkey from resting, and therefore you have to have your better to give it to goy, who you're not obligated to shvisas goy, and not give it to a chamor. There is an important distinction that comes up. There are two different isurim when it comes to an animal doing work. There's something called mechamer. We'll see in Amud Beis more about this. And there's something called shvisas behemto. Mechamer is when you cause an animal to do work by calling its name or making other sounds. You're causing it to do work. You're goring the work. That's mechamer. And then there's another violation called shvisa behemto. My animal has to rest even if I don't cause it to do work. If it's acting on its own, I must have it rest nonetheless. So there's mechamer causing the work, and shvisa behemto is just letting my animals rest nonetheless. There is a machlok, because by mechamer, everybody gives mechamer as a lav. Shvisas behemto is machlok is shown whether shvisas behemto is an asay or that's also a lav as a separate lav. That itself was a machlokus. Another machlokus by shvisas behemto is, do you have a requirement to, by shvisas behemto, rather by mechamer, does mechamer only apply to my animal or does it apply to even someone else's animal? So my animal, I have to make sure shvisas behemto, I also have to, can't violate mechamer. But let's say I cause your animal to move because of a certain sound or gesture I make, will that be a violation or not? So this machlok is shown whether or not mechamer applies to causing other animals to move. So that's the basic background of mechamer. So either way, there certainly is a requirement of shvisas behemto, and that's why we prefer to give it to a goy as opposed to one's animal.
So, for behemoth to carry, is also asur? I mean, because holy isur here is carrying.
It's a violation of shvi'is b'hemta. Yeah, it's a violation. It's not resting.
Chamor wouldn't even notice that it's carrying.
Correct. Exactly. It's doing work. So then the Gemara says, last four lines of the Amud here, chamor v'cheresh shote v'katan. Let's give an option of giving to a chamor or one of the other individuals, people who are either cheresh shote v'katan. A chamor manichle, you should give it to the chamor. I misread that. Hold on a second. Rather give it to the chamor as opposed to the cheresh. So then the Gemara says, l'cheresh shote v'katan lo yavle. My time, honey, Adam, hilo Adam, right? You give it to the chamor, you don't give it to the chereshot v'katan, because these are Adam, and those are not Adam. Rashi explains, hi, Adam, v'yesh v'mino shechayv v'mitzos v'asil lechlufay. Since the chereshot v'katan are humans, so you might come to a different occasion, give it to a gadol, and that would be a violation. So better to give it to a chamor as opposed to any of these individuals. But let's say there's no chamor around. Cheresh shote v'shota, you have the option of either giving to a cheresh or shota. Who should you give it to? L'shota. Shote v'katan, who should you give it to? You should give it to l'shota as well. So Rashi explains, because a shota has no das, a cherish has a little bit of a das, so that's why it's better to give it to shota than a cherish. But shota and cherish, shota and katan rather, better for a shota, because a shota will never become a gadol, but a katan will become a gadol. So then the Gemara finishes off with one last shayla here, ibailu. Cherish v'katan, mai. Do we give it to a cherish? Do we give it to a katan? Mai, what's the shayla? I aliba the Rabbi Eliezer told loti bailach. We never had the shayla within the world of Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanya. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Mishum, Rabbi Eliezer, Trumas Cheresh, the Cheresh were to be mafresh Truma, the din is lo seite lechulin, mifneshu safek. If the Cheresh is Truma, we don't know whether it's good Truma or not. So Rechoshe said, maybe it's really a good Truma, even though a Katan can't do Truma, be mafresh Truma, a Cheresh possibly can. So we see a Cheresh certainly has more das than that of a Katan. So within the world of Rabbi Eliezer wasn't a Shaila, you certainly would give it to a Katan over a Cheresh who has some level of das. Our shayla was ki tibarilach aliba de rabbanim. In the world of rabbanim, who hold that a cheresh cannot do truma, just like a katan, they're in the same playing field. That was the shayla. What do the rabbanim say? The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Chumos, chamisha lo yutrumu. There are five people who should not do truma, not be mafresh truma. V'im tarmu, if they do, ain't trumas and truma. We don't acknowledge it. It's worthless. Who are the five? Elohein, cheresh, shota, the katan, hatorim es sheina shalom. One who takes truma from a pile that's not his. The Nachwi, Shatarmesh, Shal Yisrael, a goy who is mafresh Shuma also doesn't work. Afil Bershus, so even if it's in Bershus, Ein Shumasa Shuma. So either way, on this list, we see both the Cheresh and Katan are not able to be mafresh Shuma even B'dyevit. So according to Rabbanan, what would you say about the case of Hilchos Shabbos? Is it better to give to a Cheresh or better to give to a Katan? So Gemara says, Mai, do we say, L'Cheresh Yavle, you should give it to a Cheresh, to Katan Asi L'Chal Das? Since a Katan eventually will get to a level of Das, and therefore it be a Gadol, rather give it to Cheresh, who will never become a Gadol? Or perhaps Dilma, L'Katan Yavle, you should give it to a Katan, the Cheresh Asi L'Chlufei B'Gadol. Because you look at a Cheresh, he's a grown man, even though he's a Cheresh, you could confuse him with another grown man who's a Gadol with Das. And therefore, you could Asi L'Chlufei B'Gadol B'Keach. So that's the Shaila. So ikadami, some say lecheresh yavle, ikadami lekatan yavle. So there's no clear answer, and some say better to give to a cheresh, others say better to give to a katan. So the Gemara then says, ein sham lo nachi v'lo nchamar v'lo cheresh v'lo shota v'lo katan. Let's say there's no one around. There's no donkey, there's no child, there's no nothing, no nachi, no cheresh. What's the option? You're stuck. You have your wallet, and Shabbos is quickly approaching. Mai, what should you do? So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Oda Cheres Hayis, so there's one other Eitz actually. V'lo Ratza Chachamim Legalo, so they didn't want to reveal this hidden secret. My Oda Cheres Hayis, so what was that last hidden secret they didn't want to reveal? Molicha Pachas Pachas Midal Amos. If a person walks and takes baby steps, walks and stops, each step less than Dal Amos, that's another way around it. So my Lo Ratza Chachamim Legalo, so why did they not want to reveal the secret? It's a very important secret. Mishum, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Kvod Elokim Haster Davar, V'chvod Mlachim Chakor Davar. There's certain things we have to keep secret. We have to keep certain things secret. V'hacha, my Kvod Elokim. So what's the honor of Elokim? Why do you keep the secret? The guys are avoiding Hilchos, violating Chil Shabbos. It's a wonderful thing to teach people. So Gemara says, because Dilma Asel Asuya Dal Amos, Vishus Rabim. Let's say he miscalculates or just kind of doesn't pay attention. That might lead him to carrying Dal Amos. So these are one of the things we keep in the base medrash. We don't try to expose, let people know elsewhere. We have a number of other things that, although it's permitted, we don't like to tell people certain kulas, because out of the base medrash, people can misunderstand it and come to far worse things than that. So these are one of the examples the Gemara itself says. So this works if you know better. Just stopping. No, there's no time. A person walks. You pull the full stop. walks again, a full stop. There's no zman, I don't think. So then the Gemara says, Tanya, the Braisa says that Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, bo bayom, that day, God shusa, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, bo bayom, machusa. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, bo bayom, God shusa, he says, biyom sha'alu la'aliyas Hananiah ben Chizkiah v'gazu yudches davar. Remember back in the second parak of the Masechta, that they went to the attic of Hanani. They used to spend time in attics, they have fire and oil, and they learn all night, and discussing very important matters. So there's that one day, they were gozer 18 different gzeiras in the Aliyas Hananiah ben Chizkiah. V'zu achas men, how you said, this is one of them. This concept of kedamina beperek kam medaf yudzayin, was the first parak rather. Nosen kisa l'nachri, bo bayom, gazu shelo yolichana, pachas pachas medal amos. This is when they asered, they said, don't tell people about the secret of walking less than dal amos. Im yesh sham nachri, there's a nachri, don't take this route. Also, yom, that very day, harbu siag l'torah, they made many other fences and gedarim around the dinei Torah, the mida gedushin, a very large mida, the mida mechuka, mida gedusha, one is like, sometimes they ask in recipe books for a heaping teaspoon of, I don't know, cinnamon. Sometimes they ask for an exact measurement. So mechuka, gedusha is when it's like a heaping amount, it's above the line, the measuring line. So he says, this is a mida gedusha, v'yafim maldado l'harbos gader b'yisrael. The more the merrier, the more gedarim we have, the more siyagim, it's actually better, the more fences around violating the Torah. So his understanding was that day was a very good day. God shu sa was good having an extra amount of gzera. However, the other opinion, Rabbi Shua felt, machusa, it was actually erasing. Too much sometimes it takes away. So it says, machusa b'mida mechuka madida babayam. With erasing, it kind of actually, it took away some of the mida. Shahar b'ligzer yos midai, there are too many gzeras. And Vein Yechol Na'amor B'Gzeras, and the Klal Yisrael couldn't handle all the Gzeras. When we talk Kach, sometimes you have a pile of something, it falls over, that which is below the line of the measuring falls out as well. So the too many Gzeras, when we talk Kach, because of this, over in Al Davar Divrei Torah, they started violating Divrei Torah, Nimtes Midasan Mechuka, Mitfifasa, it was actually erasing some of what has been accomplished before him. V'tov Haya Lehem Lios Midasa Tfufa, better for them to be more exact and precise in which Gzeras to implement. And v'lo sava lidei machad mirov gochev, because there's so many fences, so many gedarim, people don't believe it anymore, and they start taking away until eventually it leads to rachman al-tzalam, a violation of an iser Torah. So that's two comments on what took place that very day. So back inside the Gemara now, Gemara says quotes a mashal to this machlokus, whether it's a mida gedusha or mida mechuka. Tanya mashal to Rabbi Eliezer ma davar dama. Rabbi Eliezer, who felt it was a good thing, the more gzeris, hits a mashal to the following: the kupa mleya kishuin v'diluim. You have a big box full of cucumbers and gourds. Adam nosin lasocha chardel. You could put some mustard seed v'machsekas, and it's able. There's plenty of room. There's plenty of space in between the cucumbers and gourds to place some mustard seed, so you can pack it with more and more stuff. However, mashal Rabbi Yeshua ma davar dama. What's it similar to? Dama la reva mleya dvash. You have a basket full of honey. And Nosin the Socha Rimonim, he puts some pomegranates in, the gozum, some walnuts. Fimakir, it spits it out. There's no room. It's full. There's no space. If you fill it up with honey, there's no space for it to go in anymore. It spits it mamash out. So therefore, Rabbi Shua spelled, too many xeros, it gets spit out, and therefore it undermines what you're trying to accomplish. Mar now says, back to the actual sugi here, Amar Mar, Ein imo nachri minicha al hachamer. If there's no nachri around, you place it on the back of a donkey. Valo mechamer, isn't this mechamer? We said before, if you're causing your animal to move, it's a violation of mechamer, it's a lav deraisa. Rachman Amar, lo sasekom mlacha, you can't do any mlacha, and this includes even mechamer. Even though mechamer is not one of the mlachas, it's a separate thing, it's not a chiv skila. In the end of the day, it's a problem of mechamer. Rashi just points out what mechamer exactly is. Rashi, a little bit further down, halo mechamer man hig chamur tuna. If you are leading an animal that's carrying something, karoi mechamer. Even though the chamur may not feel the weight, like Ricky said, but in the end of the day, it's accomplishing something, it's not resting, and therefore that's mechamer. How is that allowed? So the Gemara says that Amar Rabbi Ada bar Abba manicha le kishum halechas. So what you do is you place it on the back of the chamur while it's walking, before it did an akira, not when it's resting. While it's walking, you place it on the back during the movement. Rashi explains, Manichal aleh kishim halechas la'acha she'akra lalechas. When it picked up its feet, starting to walk, the lava kirihi, that's not called akira anymore, so it didn't do a full malacha anymore. Because Rashi goes on to say, Kida amr beperakama gabe hitinu chaveru la'ochlin mimashkin. If you put some food or drinks in the back of a friend while he's walking, that's not a problem because there was never an akira. He was in the middle of moving. And the Chayven says Rashi, the Adim Lamachayev Bechadas, if a person were to be carrying something that's put on his back while he's in motion, he's at Chayev Chadas, so then certainly Kiya Gavna Kan Mutter as well, by Mechamer should be Mutter. The Hachanami Mlacha Ksiv, whatever is a Mlacha for us, will be Mlacha for a Mechamer. Whatever is not a Mlacha for us, will not be Mlacha for, will not be a violation of a Mechamer. So what you do is, again, you place the money on the back of the Chamer while it's walking. So then the Gemara says, it's impossible that Chamer won't stop along the way to go to the bathroom, and when it stops, it comes to a full stop. Then it does an Akira, and then when it stops at the end, it will be a Hanacha. So how do you avoid that from happening? There will be an Akira Hanacha sometime during the journey, and that will be a violation of Mechamer. Avika Akira Hanacha. So Gemara says, Kishi Mahalechas Manicha Leha. When it's walking, that's when you put the money on the back. Kishi Omedes, when it stops, no lehimani, you take it off, and this way you don't put it back on until it starts moving, so there's never an akira the second time either. So yihachi, that's the case. Afil chaveir nami, do the same thing with your friend. When you're putting something on the back of the friend, when he stops, take it off, and then when he starts walking, put it back on, and you'll avoid anything as well from him carrying something that's based on the sugi in the first barak. So the Gemara says no. Amra papa, rapapa says, kol shebegufa chayv chatas, that which you yourself were to do on your own would be leading to a chiv chatas. If your friend were to do it in the back of your friend, that would be pater val aser. So for you to put it on the back and put it on and back and forth, that would be aser midrabanan for another person. However, kol shechaver pater val aser, that which is pater val aser by doing to a friend, bechamor, when it comes to an animal, would be mutter lechatchila. So although by a friend that couldn't start putting the food on the back, take it off the back, that would be an iser midrabanan, by an animal, by a mechamer, it would be actually mutter lechatchila. So now the Gemara says, first, why lying down here on Amud Beis, that Amar Reb Adar Bar Ava, Hayisa Chavilasa Munechas La Ksefa. Let's say a guy is carrying a bundle of something on his shoulders, and Ratzah, and it's a Shabbos is setting in. So what should he do? So the din is, Ratz, he should Ratz Tachteh, Ad Shemigila Beiso, he should run, and he should run to his house as fast as he could. So the Gemara is Medaik, Dafka Rat, only running is allowed, Aval Kali Kali Lo, he shouldn't walk slowly and gently, he should run. My time, what's the reason? Came into less like hakera, since he's walking like you normally walk on a weekday, there's no hakera, he's just doing his normal activities. And aslim ebad akir vanach, he might come to stop, adjust the bundle, and then walk again. That would be akir vanach on Shabbos. So if he runs, so then he's reminded, why am I running? I'm running because it's Shabbos now. This way I won't stop, I'll just run right into the house, and then never have an akira and a hanach. So Gemara says, so in the end of the day, kimat to the base, when he gets inside his house, Efshar delo kai purto kamayel. You don't run right through the door. When you get to the house, the doorway, you kind of stop and slow down. There's going to be a moment where he's going to pause a little bit as he's doing that kirin hanacha. Just look at Rashi to make this a little bit clearer. Rashi says that. I thought Rashi said something, maybe not. Either way, when he's coming to the house, it's almost impossible for him to avoid not slowing down and having some pause, which might be an akira and hanacha. So the Gemara says, the Kamail, and he ends up violating Mirshus HaRabim, Lirshus HaYachid. So the Gemara says, Dezarek Lei Klachiyad. What he should do is, as he gets into his courtyard, he should throw it to his Zrika somehow in his Shina from his back, just kind of empty it off his back as his Zrika. And since it would be a Zrika, Klachiyad, it would be completely permitted in this particular instance. Okay, let's finish off the daf. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rami Bar Chama, Ha Mechamer Acher Behemto B'Shamas B'Shogeg Chayv Chadas. Bemated chayv skila. Person is mechamer and Shabbos, his animal, he's if it's done b'shogeg, there's a chiv chatas. If he does bemated, he's chayv skila. So my time, what's the reason for this? Amar Rava, Rava says, Amar Kra, the pasuk tells us, lo sase kom locha, ato vemtcha, vbehemto, dumididei. The pasuk lumps together that a person, you should not do mlacha, nor should your animal. So ato vemtcha, we have a comparison, behemto is dumididei, that your animal is just like you. Mahu b'shogeg chayv chatas, bemated chayv skila, just like you, leads to a shogeg is a chatas and a mezid is chiv skila. Af behemto nami b'shogeg chayv chatas b'mezid chayv skila. So Amar Rav, Rav says two questions. Shtei tshuvas b'davar. Two questions on this. Number one, chada dichsev says tar achas yelachem loose b'shkaga va'nefesh ashetase b'yad rama. So a person does something b'shkaga that when it was normally done b'mezid it leads to a skila. When it's done b'shogeg it's a chatas. And there's a pasuk in the context of avodah zara. So the Gemara says, Huksha kol Torah kula l'avodah zara. So it says, Torah achas, when describing avodah zara, so avodah zara is the model for chiyuv chatas. So the Gemara says, "Mavo de zara daven ma'isa begufei hachanami ad daven ma'isa begufei." The only time it will lead to chiyuv chatas is only true when a person himself is doing the avera. When you're doing avodah zara, when you're doing a chil shabbos, but when the animal is doing the avera, the ma'isa, so that should not be. It's not comparable to avodah zara. That should not be a chiyuv chatas. That's question one. Question two is, oh, Tanam, we have a Mishnah that tells us in Maseches Sanhedrin that Hamachal as a Shabbos B'davar Shechayav Malal Shkagaso Chatas V'azadona Skila, that that there are certain things that when a person does a Chil Shabbos, the Shogeg is Chatas and the Mezid is Skila. This implies that not every Chil Shabbos is a Chatas and a Skila. Mechlal, Dikam Yidei De'ein Chayav Malal Shkagaso Chatas V'azadona Skila. It implies that there's another type of Melacha or another type of action Shabbos that does not have a Chiv Chatas and does not have a Chiv Skila. My new, what is that? Lav de Mechamer? Is that not talking about Mechamer? So Gemara here seems to say that this stage, that Mechamer is not subject to Chiv Chatas, nor is it subject to a Chiv Skila. And Gemara says, no, this Mishnah can be interpreted in a different category. Lo, it could be talking about Tchumim v'aliba de Rabbi Akiva or Havara aliba de Rabbi Yossi. There's a machlokus by Tchum. When first the person violates Tchum, is it an Isser Midirabanan or is it an Isser Midiraisa? Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that it's a Deraisa. And even though it's a Deraisa and there's a Chilul of Shabbos when violating Tchumim on Shabbos, it would not lead to a Chiv Chatas. Or it could be talking about Havar. We have Havar, we know Havar is a machlokus, whether it's Lelav Yatzas or Lechalik Yatzas. Is it Lechalik Yatzas, which means Havara is its own Melacha and creates a Chatas, so to all other Melachos are a Chatas, or is it Lelav Yatzas, it's unique in that it's only a Lav, as opposed to all the other ones are a Chiv Chatas and a Chiv Skila. So it could be, according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds that Havara is Lelav Yatzas, and is referring to a Lav of Malkos of Havara, while all other Melachos are Chatas and Skila. But this does not have to necessarily be talking about the din of Mechamer. Okay, we'll stop here. Mirza Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. I hope to be here tomorrow morning. I'm going up to Hask tonight.